Describe it for me. What do we got?
1927 Chev truck. He's had it sitting in his yard, I don't know, a couple of years. Looks like it. Everything's there, might go.
Motor
turns, and I've had them worse than this, and I've put a battery in them, and away they go.
Wow. So what do you build them up and get them for show, or what do you do?
Put a battery, put them out the front and sell them.
But you also get some if you fix them.
Rebuild them as well.
So you're saying number six, what else you got?
The number 18.
Wow.
In 6 years, yeah.
all classics, is that what you're saying?
28 Falcon Knight Whippets and Chevs and whatever they can find, you know, I'll go out and buy it and drag it home.
So if you were to rebuild something like this, I mean, like I say, this is in a, it's a pretty beaten up old thing at the moment.
Yeah.
If you do it up, what sort of price do you reckon you'd get for it if you were to rebuild it?
About 22, 25. I think it was originally a truck that made a truck out of it. I don't know what they've used it for, but I've had worse than this and brought it home, put a battery and started straight up. Cleaned the fuel out, and that's all this one needs, I think.
So you literally just get it started and then you can flog it off?
Yeah, no, once they see smoke coming out of it, they love it.
Oh, she goes. Hang on.
That's it, yeah.
That's very hard, bud, eh? Yeah. A lot of work.
I've got one out of Borowa not far from here. We put a battery in it, been sitting since 1973.
Wow.
Cleaned the fuel out, pulled the choke, pushed the choke back in the way she went.
So what did the previous owner of this one tell you? How long has it been sitting around for?
About 10 years in his front yard.
Doesn't it kind of drive you nuts? Why would you leave it sitting like that? Like, what an amazing thing.
Just the garden. People want them in the garden. I do garden ornaments as well, like ones with no motor in there and that, and I'll make a petrol tanker or a tow truck out of it.
Yeah.
I've done 3 petrol tankers and about 6 tow trucks so far.
Do you drive something like this yourself for fun or anything?
Oh, yeah. I was like John Boy, you know, there were screws and bolts falling out when we first got them going around the paddock and that.
Have you been surprised by the things you can find collecting this sort of stuff?
Unbelievable. The last one we got from the same bloke has been sitting since 1973 and battery and away she went.
Doesn't that surprise you though, as far as I would have thought that everything would have just seized up and there'd be nothing?
These old cars, every single nut and bolt will undo with a bit of WD. These new cars are rubbish, you know.
Yeah.
They snap them and cross-thread them, but these ones, a bit of WD. I put one out from the south coast down near the rust, near the water, and still everything undone and done back up.
Wow. I don't really know what to say. I'm just blown away. When you drove in, I thought it was an old bulldozer or something, and then I saw it a bit closer, and I went, what? Wow. It's amazing.
Wooden spokes.
Wooden wheels, yeah.
Huh.
The back ones are steel wheels. That's how you know it's a truck. They've got the steel wheels and they've got the separate leaf spring spots.
To carry the weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
I think I'll go home. I've got the tray at home for it.
Yep.
Just in the back of the ute. I think the old fence palings, I'll whack them back on and we'll get it going this afternoon, I think.
Awesome. All right, guys. Have fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.